Hey everyone, I'm at Stone Mountain. I just finished a run, third one of the year. This is Ron's update number 125. Since I finished my run and I've got about a half mile left that I'm going to walk, I thought it'd be a good time to go ahead and give you an update. Now that we're in the new year, this is the 5th of January, and this is my third run. So I feel like I'm doing okay. It's the first run that I've actually swung my right arm. I don't know if you've paid any attention to any of the podcasts, but I got basal cell carcinoma taken off, and I got about 15 to 20 stitches there. I'm walking on, I think it's Robert E. Lee Boulevard, which is like the main drag through Stone Mountain Park. I'm trying to record, so there are going to be some gaps here while I'm recording, which you won't hear, of course, because I've cut them out. Here comes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cars. 6 cars. So now the cars have gone by, I can start talking. Anyway, the first day of the year, I ran the Atlanta Track Club Resolution Run. I use the word loosely ran because I had gone to the dermatologist on the 28th, which was a Monday, and got this basal cell cut off my right shoulder and about 15 to 20 stitches in there. And I asked the doctor, I says, I can go ahead and run that race on Friday, right? He had said no, I couldn't run the race, which I believe I mentioned on a previous podcast. So I was debating whether I was even going to go to that race or not, because I really, when I can't run in a race, I'm really not motivated to get up and go to it. You know what I'm saying? But I actually forced myself to get out of bed and get ready and head down to the race. The race started at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday morning, which was the 1st of January. And it was held in Brookhaven, which is a suburb of Atlanta, its own little town. And the race starts next to a MARTA rapid transit parking lot. I didn't get down there until about 15 after 9, so I thought, well, knowing how these races are getting, I might be not get a parking place. But I was able to get one. I pulled right in, and there was one right there. The lot was fairly full, but not completely. So I went over and picked up my race number, still not knowing exactly what I was going to do during this race. And they had three waves start. They had the faster people, the medium runners, and then the slow ones. So I got in the back of the slowest group. And I figured, well, if I get back here, there's no pressure on me to take off running at the start. So I pretty much walked, I'd say close to 3/4 of the first mile before I started jogging at all. And what I decided I would do is, it was fairly cold and I had a windbreaker on, and I held onto the windbreaker with my right hand so that I wouldn't swing that right arm. And I set my Galloway timer, which I already had it set, to 15 and 15. When I started, I walked the first 15 seconds, and then when it beeped, I started jogging. And I really didn't go very fast. I just moseyed along, and I think I ended up finishing that first mile in between 14 and 15 minutes. That's how slow I was going. In the second mile, I was in the 13 to 14 minute range doing that, and then the third and fourth mile, I was between 12 and 13 minute range on those miles, and I finished averaging a little over 13 minutes for the run, which put me in like 14th place out of 19 people, which I really wasn't concerned about. All I was concerned about was getting that run in. I was 14th out of 19 in my age group. I forgot to mention it was age group, not overall.
It was a lot bigger race than 19 people. There were close to 2,500 in the race.
So I finished my first race of the year on January 1st, which I felt pretty good about. And they had a pretty nice shirt this year. It was a long sleeve tech shirt made by Mizuno. It's a black shirt, said Resolution Run on the front with the date. And I guess a champagne glass up in the upper, what is that, right-hand corner, up near where my cut was at, right? So I got that race in, which I wanted to do, and my arm made it through without any problems. So I took the next day off, and then on, Sunday, I guess it was, I went out and I ran 45 minutes doing the same thing, running 15, walking 15, holding my jacket with my right hand so I wouldn't jog my arm around, you know. And I had another decent run. I averaged in the 13-minute range, 13 to 14-minute. And then I took Monday off, and today's Tuesday, and I came out here to Stone Mountain. And today was the first day that I ran and was able to swing my arm without holding on to my jacket. And I didn't hardly run any faster, but I mean, it just felt good to, you know, naturally swing my arms. And my shoulder felt fine. So maybe I'm getting back into the rhythm of it. But I can really tell when I don't run. As far as the past couple of weeks, I ran very little, and I can tell by my heart rate when I go out to run. My heart rate ends up being higher because I'm actually in worse shape. And I had a couple of spikes today, which I normally haven't had when I've been running consistently. So when I get more consistent, I think my heart rate's going to settle back down the way it's supposed to. I was planning on running with Laura this week, but I think I'm going to put that off until next week. And I'm going to tell her to write some things down because I want to record a Lost Trail Runner podcast running with her to start out the new year, maybe set some goals, what we're planning on doing, if she's going to run any of the races I'm going to run or any of that kind of thing. We'll see how that goes. So I'll probably text her and tell her I'm not going to run with her this week. I think maybe we'll set some goals for the year maybe and figure out what races we want to go to. My grandson David was over here last weekend, and he lives near Charleston now. And I thought maybe, since he lives near Charleston, they've got the Cooper River Bridge run every April over there. Maybe it'd be a good idea to go over there and visit David and run that race. Sounds like a plan to me. I don't know if that'll actually come off, but I've been thinking about that. So that'd be one race. I just got a text message, I think. That's probably Laura wanting to know if we're going to run. I better check, see if that's who it is. I don't know. I didn't get a message on my watch. Usually it'll pop one up on the watch whenever I get a message like that. No, nothing like that. Whoop. I got a message from her. Not sure if you're going to run today or not, but I can't run today. I am sick. I have a bad chest cold. I will see how I am tomorrow. I'll send her a text message and tell her let's just skip it for the week. Okay, I sent her a text message telling her we should wait till next week, and I get my stitches out next Monday. So we'll see what she says. Anyway, I had a good run today. Felt pretty good. My arm felt okay. And I was able to swing it without it feeling like it was binding up or anything on me. So I'm happy. I guess I'll cut the mic off here for now and talk to you later, okay?
Something I'd like to ask you all. These podcasts have been fairly short podcasts, and I was just curious, do you like longer ones or shorter ones? The shorter ones are much easier to do because I can just do little snippets and send them out, where a longer one, you know, you have to put more into it. And I don't know how y'all actually listen to these things. So if you could give me some kind of feedback, I'd really appreciate it. I've got a SpeakPipe widget on LostTrailRunner.com, and you can go on there and give me some feedback. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in, and be sure to subscribe.